Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
My ears are working today.
My ears are working today.
My heart is truly perceiving.
Is truly perceiving.
You're getting through.
You're getting through.
Changes are happening.
Changes are happening.
My eyes are perceiving.
My eyes are perceiving.
That your word is true.
That your word is true.
And it's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be awesome.
Amen?
Amen.
I want to take you to the book of Galatians, or the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. He had me there, and it's, I pray, a space where you will be able to see a little bit of what he's prepared. And it's in chapter 4 that we're going to start. Chapter 4 of Galatians. Verse 1 says, now, what I mean is that as long as the inheritor, heir, in parentheses, I'm using the Amplified, is a child and under age, he does not differ from a slave. Although he is the master of all the estate, but he is under guardians and administrators or trustees until the date fixed by his father. Say, until the date.
Until the date
is fixed by my father. See, there's a timing involved, there's a coordinate involved, and it's not just about when Jesus came to be 30 that he needed to go in to be baptized by his cousin. But that is the time fixed by the Father where he declared Jesus to be what?
The Son.
This is my
beloved Son.
In whom I am?
Well.
All right. So if there's a time when that happens to our Savior, is it feasible for us to look for that kind of a day for me?
Amen.
Ah. See, it's got to be personal. This letter is not written just for the Galatians. It's written for the house of prayer for all nations.
Amen.
Inc. Got it? So we, Jewish Christians, also when we were minors, were kept like slaves under the rules of the Hebrew rituals and subject to the elementary teachings of a system of external observations and regulations.
Whoa.
But when the proper time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born subject to regulations of the law, to purchase the freedom, to purchase the freedom of, to ransom, to redeem, to atone for those who were subject to the law, that we might be adopted and have sonship conferred upon us, be recognized as God's sons. That's a wow. Because you really are his sons, with an S, God has sent the Holy Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You see, the very first thing that I can tell you that came out of my mouth when my new language came at 37 years old was the word Abba Da'e. Those were the four syllables. And I knew it meant Daddy loves me. I knew how it was really me hearing myself say Daddy loves me. Well, as far as my natural reality, it was just the opposite. But Daddy loves me came out of my mouth, and then the enemy came with his bright idea. He said, if you understand it, it can't be tongues. So after about a week and a half of saying those words, and that's all that came out was just those four syllables, I shut it down because of a bright idea from hell. But Holy Ghost was on the job, and we went to a service here in Springfield, and the teacher, the pastor, got up and said, if those of you who have just received your new language, if you've been accused that it's not tongues, then you know the stealer's on the job. And I knew who the stealer was. So he told us to be tenacious and to pound it out by choice. So every single day, when I was alone, I would Abadai, 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 and you've all heard this testimony. I was in the middle of Brimfield and it broke loose. It had been about 6 weeks of me pushing. Why am I say pushing? Because I was giving birth, but I didn't know it. I was giving birth, I was pushing with all that I knew, and immediately when I did hear the new language unfold, it was just like heaven. And the enemy was right there, and he said, you better shut up because the whole town's going to hear you. And all he did was activate my tenacity. And I pushed it out twice as loud and pushed the two sliding doors to the truck. And I said, I don't care if the whole cotton picking town set hears it. And the rest is history. Don't push my buttons. Because you know what? If you're the enemy and you push my buttons, what is going to happen to you? You're going to back off. Why? Because I've learned to stand my ground. I learned it in 1977. Now, did I do it right every year? No. Did I get better at it? Yes. Have I received victories because of that tenacity and because of that boldness that pours out of my inner man? Sometimes it pours out of my outer man, which is my mind, will, and emotions, and I get in trouble. Because my brain can figure out everything and do such a wonderful job on all the things I've learned that I ended up looking stupid from God's perspective. Just why don't you just relax and let me do what I know how to do, says the Lord. If you'll just get out of my way, the victory will be so much easier. All of that to say, I've learned to become more of a son than ever before. Do I do it all right? Not really, but I do my best. And my best is definitely good enough for him. Now I want you to back it up to verse 22 of chapter 3. Verse 22 of chapter 3. The scripture pictures all mankind as sinners, but shut up and imprisoned by sin, so that the inheritance blessings which was promised through faith in Jesus Christ. How do you get the promises? Through faith in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Might be given, released, delivered, and committed to all those who believe, who adhere to and trust in and rely on him. Now, before the faith came, we were perpetually guarded under the law, kept in custody in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed, unveiled, and disclosed. I believe that religiosity is no different or almost the same as being a Jew. My background was so loaded with rituals and do's and don'ts that some people would question if it was real Christianity. You say, why? Because I do believe that the Holy Spirit is a lot sweeter and compassionate to the believer that religion ever was. It was a works program from my perspective, and a legalistic way of survival. And that's what the Jewish people basically adhered to. And they believed. Verse 24. So that the law served to us Jews as our trainer, our guardians, our guide to Christ, to lead us until Christ came, that we might be justified and declared righteous, put in right standing with God by and through faith. That verse is important because in my experience, when I started to believe what the Father had already paid for with his son on that tree, the works program was less and less important. And the trust in his abilities became more and more of a walk with him on a daily basis. Verse 25, but now that faith has come, we are no longer under a trainer, the guardian of our childhood. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. It's still an action of you and I believing and receiving it by believing that it's true, that it is for you, that it is mine and yours. So we are walking by faith every step of the way. Do we always understand it? Not really. I think sometimes we question because we'd like to see our Heavenly Father act like we do it, or maybe like we should have or would have been treated if we had a perfect Father. 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, until a spiritual union and communion with Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, have put on, clothe yourselves with Christ, or with the anointing. There is now no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is not male or and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, are in him, who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise. Abraham was given a vision. As many of those stars were in the heavens, he was literally seeing us. He was literally seeing a generation of believers that would take God at his word and radiate the light that his son gave us. He gave us a deposit. For me, like I told you, it was a little bit of a deposit. But then, tenaciously, I pushed forward as best I could. And I'm not letting go of that word because I wanted to be a part of our future. Amen. I wanted to be all of us getting so aggressive to defend spiritually those that are hurting. Those that are lagging behind. Oh, they ain't got it yet. Well, why? Because maybe you and I need to step in the gap.
Come on.
Okay?
Come on.
If you see somebody lingering and kind of going down, reach up. Pick them up. Mm-hmm. And if you have to, give them a slender, slight kick in the right place until they wake up. Don't let them fall all the way down. It'll be that much harder to pick them up. Amen? If you have a vision, if you have a word of knowledge for one, don't hold on to it forever. Get through. Make a choice. Papa, what do you want me to do? My bro is in trouble. My sister's in trouble. What do you want me to do? And if he gives you instructions, carry the ball. Don't wait till they're dead. Then you have to pray resurrection prayer. That's not as much fun as bringing them back to life when they're just on the edge. Come on.
Huh?
But do it tenaciously.
Tenaciously.
Yes. Just bow your heads. You got the message. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I want to be bold.
I want to be bold.
Press in.
Press in.
What I need to hold on to.
What I need to hold on to.
For this message.
For this message.
I am an heir.
I am an heir.
And I can receive now.
And I can receive now.
Because I was a slave. But now I'm a son.
And
a daughter.
Full age.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not for my benefit. But for God's plan to unfold.
Until my destiny
is completed. Amen.
Amen.
And.
Amen.
And.
Amen.
And.